This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, B.
Hi, Jay.
We kind of danced around this earlier. Who is the best team in the NFC?
With the
Lions.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited we get to watch them Thursday night.
It's kind of hard to not go with that team, bro.
They're loaded.
You see how good they were last year. And normally teams, sometimes they came in, Dan was there first. Everybody thought he was a joke because he talking about biting people's knees and all that type of stuff. Then they come back last year, they did what they did, and then they come back this year and did not skip a beat. They're, like, ready to go again. Like, they have learned every year. And you watch how he approached training camp, and they, if they got 10 to 14 days to go full gear, I think they get all 14, possibly 15. Because they go for it, though.
Yeah. I love what Dan Campbell has built up there. It is wildly impressive, honestly, I think. And I just think that's just a team full of dogs. You know what I mean? And there's just a mindset. All right, we're going to get on the phone lines here. Welcome in four-time Pro Bowl DB, Mr. Blaine Bishop. Blaine, what's up, dude?
What's going on, fellas? What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, Blaine, man? What's happening with you?
Man, I'm still, my butt is hurting, man, after that spanking you gave us, man. I'm sore, man. That's what happened, man. I wasn't ready, quite ready yet.
Let me ask you something, Blaine. So they were talking about the defense, and they kept saying that the Titans were number one as far as yards given up per game. But they were like 31st or 32nd.
They were second in yards allowed, and 27th in points.
So when
allowed.
I look at that, I'm like, okay. We were talking to this guy last week from Kuharski, I think his name.
Yep.
From down that way, and he said, yeah, you know, and the, we turn over the ball a lot, and special team, when you hear about special team, that's normally punt return and kick return, which means you're in your territory. And I saw that, and I was like, okay. Then when the game started, I'm like, oh, I see why they were showing number two in yards, because you don't have nothing but 30 yards to go to get a touchdown.
Right, right, right.
Did you notice that before the game?
Oh, absolutely. I've been saying it all season. First and foremost, they're, you know, the Titans are doing a good job as far as what the pieces that they have. They're undermanned as far as just talent in the National Football League on defense. And so when they kept on saying all this, they're number one in this or they're number three in this, I go, this defense as in totality is number one at nothing. I've been on a number one defense. I know what a number one defense looks like. This is not that. I said, at best, it's a middle-of-the-road defense. At best.
Yeah.
So that. Special teams has been horrific all season. All season. I mean, I don't know if they're going to keep the, is the first time special teams coordinator, you know, Colt Anderson. He brought him from Cincinnati from his familiarity of Callahan with him. So they've had some, you know, block punts and kind of started the season off that way, and they've kind of continued that. Now the returners – or, you know, returner is starting to have some fumble issues. He's fumbled in four straight games.
Ooh, damn.
So there are some things there that were all signs.
I got a couple years left, dog.
I know. You
can
definitely do it.
I mean, tweet that out, so, Landfill.
Do not.
B-Mitch looking to get a job with the Titans as a returner.
That turnover was such a killer.
When you're already down 21-0 and then desperately just need a big drive, and then the kid fumbled the kickoff and Washington scores again to make it 28-0. That was just a killer. We're talking with Blaine Bishop, four-time Pro Bowl safety, spent the bulk of his career in the Titans organization, was actually there in Houston before they became Tennessee. I'm sure you've seen him just over the course of the season, but I know you watched it last week. What do you think of Jaden Daniels as a rookie quarterback?
Oh, man, you guys got a winner there. He's, you know, the best quarterback. He's shown he's playing better than Caleb Williams going number two. You know, I'm not surprised more so in what he's doing as a passer, but his durability, you know, that comes in question, you know, just of how he's built, I thought would be somewhat of an issue after getting hit and pounded on. But he's kind of got this, I'm not going to say he's Lamar Jackson, but as far as his build and his movement, he doesn't take big shots most of the time. And so he's got a lot of wiggle to him. So that's been really impressive. But to do what he's done so far, we've had on a lot of NFL guys earlier in the season. He was even in MVP conversations. Mm-hmm. There was no question. Naturally, he's going to be in for rookie of the year conversations and probably win that. But I don't know how much he's still in MVP. But what you guys have done there for the turnaround in one season is impressive in itself. And we all know I'm a big chemistry guy. That's hard to achieve in a flip of ownership and coaching staff. And to get into play like that and start this season like that, it's pretty impressive. You got to think also, three games are lost in a row. The odds on winning four, and they have a lot to play for, was against the Tennessee Titans for sure.
What do you think of Will Levis? That's the first time I'd seen him in person, and he's like, to me, he's like a really good-looking girl with STDs. Like, it's okay to watch him. You don't want to take that home.
You took it there, Jay? Damn.
You don't want to take that home, dude.
What are you talking about right there, man?
Whoa.
That's what I saw. Because he'll make plays that are wild, but you do not want to go home with that person.
Yeah. That was a little extreme, but I get exactly what you're talking about. Will Levis, I'm going to say this. Now, he kind of cost him some games early in the season. You know, he got injured, then he took a step back, stood on the sidelines. You can learn a lot on the sidelines. I know I did, but then I'm not a quarterback. Then he came back, and then you had to execute and actually go do what you saw. And he's done that. So the last four games, he's shown more consistency, but he still has some wow factor to him that I think gets a lot of coaches super excited on some of the throws. I'm going to give you an example. The one that he spun out of the sack, and then he throws the seven route, you know, to the guy with almost like not looking. Like, how the heck did you know, you know, and then he throws it in on the money.
Yeah,
and
so it was beautiful.
That they see and they go, ooh, he can potentially be something if we can will him in just to be, you know, consistent and make the boring throws consistently and not try to force it in like he did in college, probably more so tonight, and try to, I call it hero ball, but there's other terms, you know, where he's trying to do everything he can to win the game on every down. That you don't have to do that. Sometimes, go look at the great ones. Sometimes they just say, all right, you got me on this play. I'm going to fall down. You got me.
You know,
he teaching him how to slide, throwing it out of bounds. And the reason why I say that, throwing it out of bounds, is because he's trying to make a play instead of just saying, we lost this down.
There you go.
We're going to win the majority of the downs.
Sure.
So I think he's going through that maturation process of how to play quarterback truly as a quarterback. Must not forget the true origin of who he is. He was a running back linebacker in high school. And you know, so then he transformed into a quarterback his senior year. And so he's still learning the little nuances. I think they thought that he already knew when Callahan took the job, and now he's figuring it all out. But I think he's definitely buying them time for, you know, to see if, you know, going into next season that they don't have to draft a quarterback, at least this upcoming draft, buying them some time because it's probably a weaker draft at quarterback, at least at the high end, and they won't have a high pick, but they'll have a top 10 pick.
Right.
Have you ever gone for coffee with him?
I have not. I have not gone
for coffee. You know what he used for creamer, right?
Mayo.
Yeah. That's weird as hell. I wouldn't have drafted him because of that.
Yeah. Well said. There's a lot of people who say that, too. I lean into it, and I call him the Mayo King. You know, so, you know, it's kind of a funny thing. You know, we've all done some crazy stuff in college and some fun stuff, and he ate the peel of a banana and all this stuff. So you don't know if he was trying to get attention to the Kentucky program and, you know, just to get noticed or bring attention to himself. You know, it's a different generation. I can't say I'm all connected. I got a son in that age, so I try to, you know, refer to him and just look at him and like the things that he's doing. But, it, you know, the NFL is different now. And, you know, you're self-promoting yourself and however you want to get it done. I got to respect it. I can't say that I would do something like that. But, you know, he's got in some national commercials. So, hey, more power to him.
Yeah.
Talking with Blaine Bishop, four-time Pro Bowl. B hates that. Four-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro safety, playing for Houston and then Tennessee. You can hear him on 104.5 The Zone down in Nashville. Blaine, what did you think of Washington's defense watching that game? They've got some veterans that are really putting together really good seasons in Dante Fowler, Frankie Louvu, Jeremy Chinn, Bobby Wagner still playing at a high level.
Yeah. Going into this game, I didn't know much because, you know, we don't watch the NFC very much, so I was thoroughly impressed with Fowler and Louvu. I didn't know much about those guys initially as far as how their production was, and we all know Wagner is. He's a future Hall of Fame guy and player. But I thought the Titans would have some form of an advantage throwing the football in the secondary, and that didn't happen. So I'm wondering, what were you guys' thought on you guys' secondary? Because I thought that was a matchup, especially with Ridley's speed, that they would have issues with, but it didn't play out that way.
Yeah, it was I thought Washington would win and win by a touchdown. I was pretty stunned with how it shook out. But
yeah, I didn't think it was going 40-something more.
To your earlier point.
No, me either. I thought it was going to be a closer game, no doubt.
When you turn it over like that in bad field position, it adds up quick. You know, one thing I did want to ask you about, Blaine, since we have you, is there's a lot of discussion centering around the hit that Trevor Lawrence took from Azeez Al-Shaahir and kind of what the slide does. As a former defensive back, when you were playing, I mean, you guys were probably looking to knock somebody's block off. Now, they've kind of tried to litigate that out of the game. What did you make of Lawrence's slide and Shaahir clearly just leveling him? He's now been suspended for 3 games.
Yeah, that there was, you know, I think it's a bang-bang play. A lot of people, I thought he had enough time not to do it, though. I really do. I get where Winston's going, and I thought he should have been able to pull up. And the reason why I say that is he played for the Titans last year, and I observed the players more than anybody, and he got four, and as a leader and a starter on the team, he got four or five unnecessary roughness penalties on hits out of bounds. And I kept on saying, hey, man, I love the way he plays, but we got to play smarter. I get everybody makes a mistake here or there, yeah. But, man, he kept doing it like it was a thing. So I wasn't surprised that he did that. He played most of his career naturally with the 49ers as a backup, and he got to start that last year. He was with the 49ers. So, and I like him as a player, but, I thought he – I don't know why he runs around and almost like he's trying to prove that he's a tough guy. He doesn't really need to do that. He's a good player, good solid starter in the NFL. I think getting suspended is appropriate there by yours. Watch this, be Mitch, by yours truly, John Runyon.
Yeah. Hey, he did it. The one that did a lot of late hits. But it happened, but he had did something similar just a few weeks prior.
Yeah.
And I think when you become a repeat offender, it's going to happen for you. But the ultimate thing, like I was noticing this in the game, Jaden Daniels dove head first. And when a quarterback is giving up his body, whether it's feet first or head first, you're not supposed to hit him. Jaden did it and got hit 2 yards from where he started by one of the D-tackles for the Titans. Referee never looked like he was going to do anything. But then they spot the ball from where he started. The league has allowed that scrap to happen and get out of hand without making the calls more often.
Yeah, I mean, they missed a lot of calls. They missed a face mask. I mean, I'm a big advocate. I know refereeing is really hard, man. But this season has been the first time I've come after a game and go, man, the refereeing was horrible. And they don't make calls that we can actually see. So I don't know if it's just the effect of replay and we can see everything. And they're in live action. They're afraid to make a call. Because, NFL is going to call down to them and tell them to do this. I don't know, man, but I think they need the whole process of training for officiating needs to change a little bit so we can get closer. It's a game of inches, but of error, human error. But, man, they are not getting close to a lot of calls that are getting missed game in and game out. And it's becoming really prevalent for me on a weekly basis. And I'm tired of saying, man, the refereeing was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, on either side, I'm watching other games. I'm like, golly. So is it because we sitting there watching, replay and we see it?
Mm-mm. They're just looking for the offensive lineman being in the backfield.
Well, how about now all the ineligible man downfield?
They call that. They call those two things more this year than I've seen it call in my whole time coming to the NFL. Since 1990.
They got the Titans one game 3 times. Oh, man.
We are talking with Blaine Bishop, 4-time Pro Bowl safety for Houston and Tennessee. I'm a guy that does his homework, okay? Now, if you want to hear more from Blaine, check out he's on the radio every day down in Nashville, 104.5 The Zone. But I know where you're from. I looked this up. You're from Indy, and you went to Cathedral. I believe that's the same high school Terry McLaurin went to.
Terry.
Yeah, I'm curious if you guys had like a relationship just as NFL players that went to the same high school back in Indy and what you think of his game.
No, I haven't met him, but I've met some of his teammates, actually. They all came down for my foundation deal for when we played the Colts, naturally. And then so they got to meet Wayne and those guys. So I haven't met him, but I talked to them a lot. I remember when he was playing in high school there. He kind of played multiple positions, mainly a running back, but he was wide receiver, quarterback. So he was that dude like that.
Yeah.
And then I remember him catching 1,000 balls daily once he went to Ohio State, committing there. And then he moved to receiver. So, no, I have not. I can't wait to get a chance to meet him. I had an opportunity, but I couldn't make it down there to Cathedral in a season deal. But I have not, man. But, trust me, I said it all week that they're going to have trouble with Scary Terry from my high school.
He's a bad one.
He can play, man.
He's damn good, Blaine.
So, last question for me. Blaine, I think you have a unique perspective on something that is often talked about in this town. We're talking with Blaine Bishop, 4-time Pro Bowl safety. You were drafted by the Oilers, okay? And after 4 seasons in the NFL, the Houston Oilers become the Tennessee Titans. And you had to experience what it was like to move from Houston to Nashville as a franchise, all of those things. When I look back now, I saw a dude wearing it at the game the other day. I love that old Oilers logo. I love that Oilers color scheme. I think of Warren Moon throwing to Haywood, Jeffries. I liked those Houston teams, right? Is there in Washington? There was a name change that was controversial. Obviously, the situation surrounding Washington getting rid of its old logo and changing its name are very, very different than Houston and Tennessee. But are there folks that talk about the old logo and the old look often?
Man, it's a great question, and I've been begging for the ownership to bring the logo back, and Amy Adams Strunk finally did, the controlling owner, the daughter of KS, the late great KS Bud Adams. And they really embraced it the last couple years. They have Oiler gear out that they sell and everything else. They have Oiler reunions here and in Tennessee because those guys don't have anywhere to go. They're not affiliated with the Texans. They own all the rights and the history here in Tennessee of the former, you know, the Oilers history. So, they definitely embrace it. And we have, you know, the owner brings us in and then gives us Oiler Titans gear, you know, really nice stuff for every alumni weekend. So they finally embraced it probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I thought it was appropriate because you wanted the city and the state to feel like it's their team, the Tennessee Titans, but there is a past history there that should be embraced that is out there. And it's I was looking at more for a business perspective, a money grab, where you can also sell all the Oiler gear. And it is sweet and nothing like it, and it's history, and the fans have embraced it here in Tennessee.
That's interesting, man. Yep. Blaine, we really appreciate you. You played a lot of football. You watched a lot of football. You talk about it all the time. Just quickly, you watched that Washington team last weekend. Is that a playoff team, and is that a team that can maybe win some games in January?
Oh, absolutely. Playoff is yeah, they definitely going to be in the playoffs. I think getting to the second round would be a reach, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. Jaden Daniels, man, once you know he gets it going, because he brings that running threat, but also he understands his, you know, being a true pocket quarterback, so he can beat you in multiple ways, and they got the weapons, so... really, I thought they would be a little weaker on the defensive side. They play really well against the run. I thought the Titans would be able to run the football at least better than they did. But getting behind that was kind of a moot point. So, yeah, I think you guys are pretty good, pretty solid.
Thanks, Blaine. Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, appreciate it, guys. See you,
bro. Be cool, babe.
You heard Blaine. They're a playoff team. They're kicking ass. They're ahead of schedule. What do you think? Everybody says I never open the phones up. Washington, playoff team.
You just
got to
let the calls come in when they're there, though.
Is Washington a playoff team? The odds tell you overwhelmingly yes. Can they win a game in January? 800-636-1066.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven news on the Fan. I don't think Sean Payton should be ahead of Dan Quinn in the Coach of the Year conversation. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
And I just saw some odds from, I want to say BetMGM, that Sean Payton is like the third or fourth highest and Dan Quinn's not on there. That makes no sense. It's year two of a rebuild in Denver, and they won 8 games last year.
Yeah.
And if you want to say it's because
this team won 4 games.
Yeah, it's a total rebuild.
They were in year 4 of a rebuild.
More breaking news, because I am going to go to the phones. I am. But we have more breaking news on the Fan. I'm not reporting this. I want to be clear on this. I'm just reading this. Per B. Mitch and Finley, breaking rumor at B. Mitch Live 30 is open to being the Titans' new return man. And then our guy, Scarence Terrence McLarence, replied with a Photoshop of B. Mitch in a Titans jersey. Number 69. Interesting choice, Brian.
I just think I got some crazy people I work with. I probably should go to HR and blame all y'all for putting lies out there on a consistent basis.
We don't have HR.
I have HR.
In this building?
Yeah.
Where?
Me.
H and R?
There you go. Yeah.
All right. I think they're obviously a playoff team. I think, hell yeah, they could win a game. I don't think it's that hard. I think it's very hard to win a game, but it's not that hard to envision a way they could.
Yeah.
Landfill, are they a playoff team? Right now, they are the last wild card spot, so it's not like anything's totally locked up. They did lose three in a row prior to that really good game against Tennessee. Are they a playoff team? Could they win one?
I expect them to make the playoffs. The only game that they have left that really has me concerned is the Eagles game. I think they're a playoff team, and when you get in the playoffs, anything's possible. So, yeah, I think they could win one.
Jeffrey?
You asking him that question? You already know his answer.
He's coughing.
You already know. Super Bowl. You already know. I think we can. I think we can. And I will be fine. Look, I will be fine. I'll be overly excited if we win one playoff game. But even if we didn't get there, I will still be overly excited that we made it to the playoffs. So yeah, but to the question, yes, I do think we can win the playoff game.
I'm with you, Jeff. Sometimes you got to celebrate whatever you do. Success is hard, especially in the NFL.
Now, and Jeff, if I may just follow up, you said if they got to the Super Bowl, you would take the full 2 weeks off work. Is that accurate?
I will take that full week off. 2 weeks is a stretch.
Knowing that you could probably make a lot of extra money that week, you're going to take it off.
I can make a lot of extra money in New Orleans, too.
Just DJing? Or just?
DJing, DJing. Shoot, I can make some money in New Orleans.
What's your plan? Be the plug?
I'll be honest with you, Jeff. If you don't already have the gig, you probably won't have nothing in New Orleans.
Yeah, Super Bowl hey, DJs hey, tend to
booked
book up
already.
Like years in advance.
Hey, look. I know people. I have a vast
in New
network.
Orleans.
Yeah.
Who? Okay.
I'm not going to tell you their names. I'm not going to just put their names right. But it's spots I could DJ in.
Okay.
Strip clubs?
Well, I have no problem. I'm going to carry his crates for him. I'm carrying the crates, Jeff.
Landfill, you want me to open the phones and go to the phone lines? Here we go. Charlie's in College Park. Hello, Charles. Are they a playoff team? Can they win a game?
Yeah, they're a playoff team. They play as well as they can. They can beat most anybody. That's the thing in the NFL anyway. But I'm going to be realistic. You know, everybody's been raving. Lost three straight, and then you get a big win against a team that played worse than Dallas played. Let's not be fooled. Who have they beaten that's really good? They had a close game against the best team, Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay beat them to start the season when they weren't quite ready. I don't think they've beaten anybody that's very good. If they play as well as they can, I think they can beat anybody. I think they'd win the first-round playoff game. I think it'd be tough, especially if they match up against Philadelphia. They match up against Detroit. They match up against Minnesota. I give more of a chance against Minnesota than I would Detroit or Philadelphia. But if they play as well as they can, it's too bad Austin Eckler went down because he runs angry. Anyway, I think they're a playoff team. I got a lot of confidence in them, but I want people to be realistic.
Thank you, Charlie.
Off the table.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I think everything.
What music was playing in the background? Let me just say this of here. Charlie's call.
I understand Charlie's point, but I just listen, man. You beat who the hell you play against. We always like to knock our team by saying that. Hell, who have the Ravens lost to? Some horrible teams, huh? They lost to the Eagles. Just like we lost to the Eagles. They lost to the Raiders and other teams like that. The
Browns.
Okay? So
Jameis took them down.
How is it that we have to point out that when we beat somebody, we don't point out when the other team lose to the teams that we beat by 27, 30 points? Think about that. Hey, who did we beat? We beat the Browns 42 to what? 14, something like that? Or whatever it was, beat the Ravens, right?
Yes.
So why then we went up and we put about the same amount of points on Cincinnati that they put on Cincinnati. So why is it so much of a knock?
34-13.
Because we beat the damn people we're supposed to beat.
I'm
serious. I'm only like you now. That little notion right there, get you hung up on from now on.
I like it. Jamin questions, Forbes questions, can Jaden play in the cold questions, and now beating bad teams. That's a hang up.
Jaden playing in the cold thing was a week when he wore some, he wore the coat. When I don't know where this music coming from.
This is the song that Charlie was listening to.
Then the next week, he comes out with no sleeves on and balls out. And people like, well, everybody talk about it. No, it's the people that want to bring that narrative up again. That crap came up when he had on the jackets. He didn't have on the jackets last week. They sat down on the bench like everybody does when you get in the NFL. But the people that like to ask that question and go overboard with it, take your ass outside with without a jacket on and just walk around in, since you want to question everything. Because when you're not used to the cold, you got to get used to the cold, right? I came from Louisiana in 1990. I did not like the cold either. Today, I bet you I can walk outside better than most people that live up here, because I don't wear many damn coats.
You taught me in Minnesota, the Super Bowl we worked together in Minnesota when the Eagles beat the Patriots, not to wear a coat. It was negative 10. You're like, look, man, we're not going to be outside that long. Then you got to deal with coat check.
You got to prepare stuff.
Coat check sucks. You're right. Yeah. You go to these parties, dealing with coat check sucks.
And all of the stuff we were drinking, we were in cold anyway.
The one night I got drunk, I got lost, my phone didn't work.
Well, that's your problem.
I was wandering the streets of Minneapolis, and I had a beer in my breast pocket of my blazer that spilled all over me. That night was cold. That night was legit cold.
That's because you did not do what I said.
No.
I said when you're going somewhere.
I did a number of things.
If it's not going to be over 5 to 10 minutes, you don't need a coat.
Well, B, you also, when we left that concert, you went with the crowd that I refused to wait in the line, and I was going to find my own Uber down the block. Things went poorly that night.
Yeah.
I ended up, you know where I ended up that night? So it's Minneapolis, it's negative 10, snowing, and I'm wandering the streets. I felt like it was frontier days. Like, I just got to face the elements and see. At one point, I huddled in like this, the brownstone kind of apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
The door was cracked open, and I just huddled in like the lobby at the bottom of the stairs for a few minutes.
You're still here, dog.
And then I kept walking around, and you know what I found was like the little shack. You know those bicycle cabs?
Yeah.
So they have like a little shack where they go in to warm up around like a trash can fire. And I went in there and just hung out with those guys for a while, long enough to get my phone working, and then I finally got home. It was quite a night.
Let's not let him go anywhere by himself again.
Los! Are they a playoff team? Who can they beat?
Oh, they're a playoff team, all right. And they can beat anyone. Honestly, if we play the Eagles again, third time's a charm. I don't see us winning the second one. But third time's a charm, you know? And the Detroit, they're injured. But I know some players come back. Look, any giving Sunday, in this case Saturday. And listen, I don't even know why Jane Daniels, everyone's hyped that Jane Daniels and Terry McLaurin are leading the Pro Bowl. They ain't playing the Pro Bowl. They're playing the Super Bowl. What's up? I'm just kidding. But whenever we do go out to Louisiana, you know, because, you know, we got to, hey, listen, get your Airbnbs ready, get your belly on, because guess what? B. Mitch is going to cook for a lot of people when we go down to Louisiana, and I am here for it. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Thanks, buddy.
A lot of people like to just put words in my mouth and say what I'm going to do, right?
If you made it this far, B. Mitch will buy you a drink in New Orleans.
No, he won't.
I thought, train roll on. Best ongoing bit in radio. Ooh, breaking news on the Fan. I don't know who's reporting this. This is not me. I want to be clear. Per sources, if the Commanders make the Super Bowl, B. Mitch Live 30 will cook gumbo and beignets for all Commanders fans in New Orleans.
Who put that out there?
Not me, dog. I don't even have access to that
account.
So
Landfield put that out there.
It's from @B. Mitch.
Well, I can tell you, if the Commanders make the Super Bowl, everybody can go to the gumbo house and get whatever the hell they want, because they sell a lot of gumbo.
Yeah, gumbo house. So it'll be B. Mitch's hotel room.
Or it won't be me.
But I don't know who runs that account, so that wasn't me.
Landfield, it was you.
Ah, B. You got me wrong.
You and Jeff run it. Jeff was over here too busy, so I knew it was you.
What if it's Cody Betts?
No. Cody's my dog.
All right. I don't know who or what this dude is, but I get a kick out of him. There's a fellow by the name of Longfellow Tidwad on Twitter.
What?
Who has I think he's like a fake Linnell account. He has a picture of Linnell. But this dude makes me laugh whenever I see it. Listen how messed up this is. This guy, Longfellow Tidwad, he always messes with Rooster and Linnell and Doc. He said, It's Social Security Tuesday on Team 980 starting at 2 o'clock with Rick Doc Walker and WrestleMania. Tune in to listen to so he also calls Russell Industry Plant. He says, tune in to listen to an industry plant talk about the Jets and Giants while Doc wants nothing to do with sports radio hot topics. I want O-line trench talk and no whale talk. That dude makes me laugh, man. I don't know who's running the account. I don't care. I find it entertaining. You guys, the haters said it would never happen. Blake is our last caller. Blake, are they a playoff team? Can they win a playoff game?
I think that the floor is the playoffs. I mean, if you look at this team right now going to the bye, you're 8-5. You're going to get Lattimore after the bye. I think the floor has to be the playoffs. Now I'm going to take a page out of Bullish Mitch's playbook here and say I think they could get to the NFC Championship game. I really do. If they can get this defense going with the addition of Lattimore, B-Rob stays healthy, and Jaden continues to ascend, I see no reason for sealing NFC Championship game. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, Blake.
Who's Bullish Mitch? That must be
Bullish Mitch is Tisha.
That must be Tisha.
Yeah.
How about that? I didn't say it all that.
I'm staying on time. Let's make some bets.
Gonna rain today, y'all. JP stayed on time.
Aha. First, I stayed on time. I took all the calls. I'm red hot, folks. I won my bet last night. Jeffrey, you're up.
Oh, man, it was a bad night for the rest of the show because Landfill, B Mitch, and I, Best did not hit. JP, you are sitting at 2-0 because the Hoyas won by a large margin.
Hoyas got after last night, 22.
Sorry for your team, bro. And
yeah, yo, we did determine who do you think's more famous, Ahmet or Ben Standing? Because that's the number two most famous person from UMBC.
Ahmet, we talk about him on the radio a lot.
More than Ben.
Yeah.
Number one, though, sorry, AD, is Kathleen Turner, apparently.
Who?
She's an old actress.
Who?
She had a fastball back in the day. That's all I could tell you.
Back in the day? So she lost that fastball rather quickly?
Oh, she's throwing nothing but junk now.
Yes, it's a lot.
All right, make some picks.
We got Wiz and Cavaliers. Over-under is 234. I'm going to take the over on that.
That's it?
Give me the Wiz plus 16.
Oh, Jeff, I didn't want you to do it. I was going to take the Wiz plus 16. But now I don't want to do it with you.
Only because I have a vengeance against Donovan Mitchell.
Actually, that's on the road.
You hating on the Mitchells?
Yeah, why are you hating
only
on the Mitchells?
Only on Donovan Mitchell. Because he got Coco Jones.
I'm taking the Cavs minus 16.
No, why you worry about that? You didn't have a chance at all.
Who did?
I'm also taking over 6.5 in the Cavs
game. She
smiled
when she took a picture with me.
No, she smiled. She takes pictures with everybody.
She mean mugged everybody else.
There's so much yelling, I can't hear anything you're saying, Landfill.
I heard Landfill. What the hell with you?
What's
you
your bet?
All day. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Jazz over
there
as well.
There it is. I guess I need to do something. Cavs play tonight? I'm taking the Cavs, baby. San Jose, you can't go west to east on a Tuesday night.
I want to change my bet. Give me the Knicks money line.
All right, if Jeff's off the Wizards, I'll get on him. Let's stop talking about mamas because I just got off yours. We got to go. Thank you to everybody that called into the program today.
This dude
thank
is
you
over.
To Barstool
hey, something wrong
Nate.
With him.
Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Torrey Smith for joining us.
I think
he's
on the corner with the crackheads thank instead
you.
Of the people pulling
thank you to Blaine
bike.
Bishop for joining us. We're back tomorrow. Grant and Danny up next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.